And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken submitted a report to Congress criticizing Israel's conduct in Gaza. However, the report says Israel is not currently stopping aid into Gaza. VOA's Patsy Radakaswara has more on that story.
The report concludes the U.S. does not have enough information to verify whether American weapons were used in unlawful military action, even with human rights groups providing input based on their on-the-ground experience. Some lawmakers have pushed for more oversight, as there's currently no government mechanism to monitor how American weapons are used. Earlier this week, the Biden administration paused a shipment of 3,500 large bombs to Israel. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian protests continue in campuses across the U.S. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
In fact, police have made dozens of arrests as pro-Palestinian protests encampments were dismantled at the University of Pennsylvania, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of Arizona. Police tear gas protesters at Arizona late Thursday. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby announced more aid to Ukraine for its ongoing war with Russia.
The president signed another $400 million drawdown package for Ukraine, which includes additional artillery ammunition, air defense interceptors, and anti-aircraft missiles, armored vehicles, artillery rounds, Javelin and anti-armor systems, and other equipment needed to defend Kharkiv and other areas that are under threat.
The announcement Friday comes as Kyiv struggles to hold off advances by Russian troops in the northeast Kharkiv region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned Thursday that his country was facing a really difficult situation in the east. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is planning to announce new tariffs on electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies imported from China. AP's Lisa Dwyer tells us why.
According to a U.S. official and another person familiar with the plan, the tariffs on electric vehicles in particular could quadruple from the existing 25% to 100%. The Biden administration has also said it will investigate Chinese-made smart cars that can gather sensitive information about Americans driving them. The additional tariffs could carry some political weight going into the November presidential election. Both Biden and former President Donald Trump have told voters that they will be tough on China, which is the world's second largest economy and an emerging geopolitical rival. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un supervised another test firing of a new multiple rocket launch system the country plans to deploy to its forces starting this year. State media said on Saturday that part of its move to bolster its lineup of weapons targeting South Korean population centers. Chad's elections results are now being disputed. Reuters correspondent David Doyle tells us why.
Chad's interim president, Mahamat Idriss Deby, has been declared winner of the country's May the 6th election. And that's even as his main challenger said that he had won. Suksei Mazra has called on the security forces and his supporters to oppose what he described as an attempt to steal the vote. Chad's junta has become the first of several coup-hit countries in West and Central Africa to stage a return to constitutional rule via the ballot box. Analysts had widely predicted that Deby, who seized power after rebels killed his long-ruling father in April 2021, would win. However, Mazra, an opposition leader turned prime minister, had drawn larger-than-expected crowds on the campaign trail.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Somalia is asking the United Nations to terminate its political mission in the country, which has been assisting the government to bring peace and stability in the face of attacks by the Al-Qaeda-linked extremist group Al-Shabaab. In a letter to the Security Council and Secretary General Antonio Guterres, obtained Friday by the Associated Press, Somali Foreign Minister Ahmed Malim Fiki said the decision followed the thorough consideration of their strategic priorities. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.